Hello, good people. This is Everything But the Lesson Plan podcast, and I am your host, Francesca Thompson, educator and founder of Thrive 12. As we come to a close for 2023, I reflect back on this year and the joy that creating this podcast has brought me. This has been the coolest thing ever for me, guys. Like, really. Why? I love sharing information. I love research, and I love finding best practices in education and supporting others in achieving their best in and out of the classroom. So I look at this podcast as a dose of year-round cheer filled with the need to knows to be successful. So I hope you have enjoyed this year. I've got season three planned out and season four. And so we have some cool people coming in for 2024, some more cool resources that we'll be sharing in 2024. So definitely stay connected. I was recently having a conversation with another educator, and she shared information about how we need more joy in schools. She longs for her school to understand how important it is just to have a small sprinkle of joy and excitement embedded throughout the year. So I wanted to share what schools did to spread holiday cheer amongst their faculty and staff or student body this year. The not so normal things that happen during the day-to-day, during the holidays in education. This is also a call to action to shake it up a little bit in 2024. Surprise your school community by sprinkling small doses of joy during the holidays. Now I'd like to keep it real on this podcast. Yep, always going to keep it real. That's the whole purpose of it. If spreading holiday joy or cheer throughout the year is not your ministry, and you're a teacher or a teacher leader or an admin, and this is just not your thing, you're not that kind of emotionally connected person, and you're in like gifts or happiness, that does not give you a pass to not do something at all. It just means own that that's not your ministry and that you should probably commit to passing this on to someone who can do that at your school and giving them the opportunity to take lead in that area and create those happy occasions for your staff or your students. See, out of that conversation with my teacher friend, that's what came out, is that her leadership team or her leader, it's just not that person. And it's nothing wrong with not being that person. But that doesn't mean that you eliminate those opportunities. That means you find out who at your school is good at that and allow them to create that space for your faculty and staff and student body. We don't need any Grinch. So we need to feel the joy, especially in education. Let's take a look at how this showed up around here around the U.S. during the holiday. I will start with my example at my school. My principal did something totally different for our holiday luncheon this year. Typically at schools, and I've worked at two different schools, and I've heard other teachers talk about their holiday luncheons, and you've probably had a holiday luncheon and it's in your school cafeteria and it's very nicely decorated and the food typically is really good and it's catered, or sometimes we do the potluck as well, but it's typically on campus and that's nice and appreciated. But if you want to shake things up, my principal decided to rent out a restaurant and have us go there off campus this year for our holiday luncheon. And it was just so nice, guys, to get off campus. I'm gonna be transparent, honest right now. When the email came through inviting us to an offsite, I was like, is this a mistake? And then I was like, well, how is he going to have everybody fit in that restaurant? Then I was just like trying to like analyze his decision. And then finally, I had to speak to myself and be like, I was like, girl, that is none of your business. You are not on the holiday committee. Can you let this man do his thing? Okay. He got a planning committee and they worked it all out. And so I really, when I got there, I enjoyed it. I got to sit with a few of my friends. We were served. It was different food. It wasn't your typical turkey ham stuff. We had burgers and fries, and it was great. Everybody, you could come in and see everybody was happy. They were just excited to be off campus. Teachers like stuff like that. So it's the little things that can create big smiles. So if you just want to, it could be just a change of scenery with your holiday experience. And that's what happened for us. And it was really good. Next up is Texas. This principal knows how to spread holiday cheer. At Cedar Ridge Elementary School, Principal Aaron Lang dresses up like an elf and hides in different places on campus. Really, Principal Aaron? He is a real life version of an elf on the shelf. And if anyone participates in the elf on the shelf, I do at home. It is so fun just watching the elf in different places in your house. So this principal showed up like that in school. And I can just vision the staff and the students just enjoying this. And it's just bringing lots of different smiles during the holiday season. His message is school should be fun. I hear you, Principal Aaron. We need to stop getting lost in testing and learning and find other ways to celebrate and bring smiles to the school community. And that's what he did. So keep doing your thing. Next, in Manchester, the students there set up a coffee shop at the bus pickup spot, and they were able to give the bus drivers a cup of hot chocolate before they took students back home after school. What a way to celebrate your bus drivers. And sometimes they are forgotten during the holidays, right? Everybody does think about the teachers, and the students, but it's the bus drivers as well. Because remember, they are important. Without them, we would not have students in the classroom. They got to get them there. And so I love that this school in Manchester, was able to celebrate their bus drivers. So I see you, Mustang Joe's coffee cart, students spreading holiday cheer one cup at a time. Great job. Now, shout out to all the school districts that gave holiday bus bonuses to spread holiday cheer. Yes, we're gonna shout that out. We see you, we love you, and yes, that money is spent. Time off and money is always a way to boost morale and spread holiday cheer. So thanks for all those districts around the country that said, hey, we're going to give you a little extra this holiday. Last, we're going to talk about this teacher. This teacher, she creates a viral TikTok to help fulfill Christmas wishes for over 900 students. Miss Guy. She and her fancy self with that fancy technology, she understood TikTok. I'm still trying to learn how to use TikTok. And she embraced TikTok to spread holiday cheer. She created a video requesting gifts for her students at Desert Pine, a Title I school where nearly 3,000 students qualify for free and reduced lunch due to their family's low income levels. Part of their annual Wishmas list, she created this TikTok and it went viral, and she was able to get all that she asked for her students. Thank you, Miss Guy. Thank you for going above and beyond for your students. Here are some ways to celebrate at your school. If you want to do something new next year and you want to start trying to figure out how to spread holiday cheer, here's just a few examples. You could start with the simplest thing, gathering notes from students and families. Have students write notes to their teachers about how they appreciate them or thank you, and put those things in their boxes or in their classrooms. Have families do some shout outs. You can use social media as well to celebrate your teachers. Another thing you could do is organize a dessert or cookie swap, right? I am going to talk about our PTSA right now. Our PTSO at our school does a kind of, I guess, a dessert buffet every holiday season. And when I say I've never seen anything so beautiful in our cafeteria, she has a whole team of other parents. They come in, they decorate the entire cafeteria. It's after exams are done. And parents donate cakes and cookies and all kinds of desserts. And when I say the entire cafeteria is just filled, it's probably over, shoot, 200 or 300 types of desserts in the cafeteria. Cakes, cookies, ice cream, everything you can think of. And you just take your plate and you just go and get what you want. And you take it home, and it's just beautiful. It's music. The students get involved. The choir is there. The orchestra is there. Teachers give testimonies. Students give testimonies. And it's just such a powerful way to end the year. And you could just see so many smiles when everyone first arrives in the cafeteria to see how they have transformed this thing into this amazing holiday event. They're just in amazement. They are just sitting there, paused, just staring. Cameras, phones go up, pictures, videos, everything you can think of. It is always a great way, and it costs the school nothing because the PTSA sponsors it. So that's another way to celebrate. Offer massages in the teacher's lounge. I remember a few years ago when they did this at our school, and it's really good. It's not long. You're not getting your 30 minute and your 60 minute. Okay, more like it's 5 or 10 minutes, but it's a quick way to say, I appreciate you. We know you're doing a lot of work. Here's something to relax you. And then you just got to go back to grading them exams, girl. Yes. Okay. So come on, get your massage. And yep, we still got to get those grades in, but at least you had a dose of something that helped you just to relax. Offer a gift wrapping service. Okay. You can probably get your school clubs to sponsor this. If you're like me, I'm just really horrible with wrapping gifts. Everyone knows which one is mine under the tree. Because I just can't get the corner pieces together, guys. I'm just gonna be honest with the when you try to cut it, the paper and tape the sides up. I don't know. I just always have a little extra and I have to ball it and then tape it and it just looks a mess. And then, people say I put too much on and they're like fighting to get through their gifts. And I would pay for this because I love seeing beautiful boxes under the tree, right? I love giving beautiful boxes. So I typically, if I'm giving holiday gifts, it's gonna be in a bag. Because if you want me to wrap something, it's gonna look like I was fighting it, and then you're gonna be questioning what's inside there because the packaging was so horrible. I get it. So this is another way to celebrate and just give teachers a break, right? By offering this service. Celebrating teachers during the holiday is very important. It speaks, it says, I see you and I recognize your hard work. Teachers dedicate a significant amount of time and effort throughout the year to educate and support our students. We see this every day. A number of them do work at home after school and on the weekends, guys, while caring for their own children. I hear it all the time. I've got to work on the weekend. I've got to get these lesson plans done. I'm working in the afternoon. I didn't get to finish out everything I was supposed to do to be ready for the class tomorrow. So we got to celebrate this. Talk about boosting morale. In this profession, if you celebrate teachers during the holiday, it can definitely boost their morale and provide a positive and uplifting atmosphere, letting them know that they are valued. You are creating a culture of appreciation. You're celebrating a part of fostering a culture of appreciation within the education system. This culture can be extended beyond the holidays and become a year-round practice if you just start. Yes, year-round, you're going to become trendsetters, okay? Whatever you choose to do, do something. If you are a teacher listening, then you can share these ideas with your leadership team, be on a committee next year to start something new, pitch it to your PTSA or PTSO, your community sponsors, advocate on behalf of your teachers and your students. In the end, celebrating our school community during the holiday expresses gratitude and promotes a positive and supportive educational community. Be great with it. Thank you for an amazing year with Everything But the Lesson Plan podcast. I wish you the best in 2024. Today's episode was about stories of holiday cheers and examples of how we can implement this in our own schools. It recognizes the invaluable contributions of teachers and emphasizes the importance of their well-being and professional dedication. This program is brought to you by Thrive 12, an educational resource company dedicated to educators around the world. Please check us out at www.thrive12.com for additional information. In the show notes, I have attached a few resources dedicated to this episode. Please leave a comment, share your feedback, and participate in the show's discussion. Thank you guys for everything. And do one thing for me. Keep thriving.